Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Snippety B with 100 to go has run them ragged. Snippety B's going to be too strong, takes the Goodwood Wells.
Now on Tas Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
A huge night of racing coming up in Launceston tonight, and we are honoured to have the co-development manager of racing in Tasmania, Simon Stout, joining us on the phone, a man who would be truly excited about tonight's 8-event card. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, very excited about what's ahead of us tonight, Shane. Heading towards Launceston now, and can't wait to get there.
Yeah, well, the Kevin Sharkey Newmarket is the feature, of course, but before we concentrate on tonight's meeting, we might reflect on last week in Launceston. It was a good program as well.
It was, yeah, it was a very strong meeting. And once again, we exported four races into Singapore, which was terrific, along with our usual back end of the program into France as well. So some great international interest in Launceston racing. And from the program, we highlighted two runners to follow. Race one, that being Thing One of Adam Trinders. He's only a three-year-old, but he's showing a real nous for a staying future. He settled back in the field with the blinkers on first time. He made a super run out wide to just miss it on second. He covered his last 600 in 34.65, and it looks as though he's just a natural staying type that's going to make a big impression in the three-year-old races going forward. And one we also highlighted last week going into the program was in race six, and that was Variant. He got a saloon passage thanks to a terrific ride from Brendan McCool, but he also ran some super sectionals. He covered his last 600 in 33.86. And has just really franked that great first up run with a solid win the other day. And he looks as though he's certainly a horse that's going to be a force to be reckoned with in getting in light weights in big races.
Okay, and then we had the Hobart three-year-old Vars meeting on Sunday.
We did, and a terrific race. Unbeaten now, Valiant Warrior, four from four from the Adam Trinder stable and owner Wayne Rosa. And he set the win up basically between the 1,000-metre mark and the 600-metre mark. He ran 21.02 for that split, for that 400 metres. A bit of low flying there, really had the others off the bridle and chasing. And whilst his sectionals were solid to the line for his last 600, he really did that work early. And he's certainly going to be a force to be reckoned with when he takes on Admiral in the three-year-old cup.
Yeah, promising races coming up, that's for sure. Ones we can really look forward to. It's going to be a great summer of racing in Tasmania, that's for sure. So we move our thoughts now to this meeting tonight, the Newmarket night. Whichever horse you back, you're going to come home a winner. There's no risk about that if you can certainly find the horse that will cross that line first, because it's going to be great value in the race. But if you picked out a couple for us to probably get some money in the bank before we get to race number five.
Yeah, we've highlighted a few going into the event, Shane, and we'll kick off in race one, number 11, Lady Jane. She's a Hobart trial winner. She's having her first start tonight for the Royston Car Stable. Dom Tanua, a leading South Australian rider, of course, a Group 1 winning rider of the Emirates Stakes on Huckle Luck just a matter of weeks ago. He's coming down tonight to team up with Siobhan Spirit in the Newmarket Handicap, but he kicks off his night on Lady Jane. She's filly by Dreamscape at a Cat's Claws, which makes her a half-sister to our Tasmanian Guineas winner in Mr. John. And as I pointed out, she's a recent Hobart trial winner, so we'll be very interested to see how she goes. We move on to race two, and Partenza down in the weight series 55. Interestingly, Brendan McCool is down to ride this filly, and the fact that Brendan's committed to get down to 55 is a big push in itself. But she was a good fourth the other day in Hobart when reeled off her last 600 in 34.71, which suggests that she can only, if she can take that form forward, she'll be a force to be reckoned with here. Moving on after the Newmarket, and a horse that was unlucky to miss out in the Newmarket, he goes into the $20,000 benchmark 82, and that's Private Currency. This bloke runs second in two quality handicaps at his previous two runs, and it was quite unlucky not to make the field for the Newmarket. he's certainly going to be the horse to beat here, getting in with 58. The interesting runner in the race will be Questmaster. Once again, another mount for Dom Tenor, this time for the Adam Trinder stable. He's a three-year-old cup winner at 1,200 metres over the track and distance, first up this time last year. He didn't do much in a recent trial at Longford, but I'll be quite interested to see how he looks in the yard, and it may be worth tuning into Sky World to see how he does present in the yard and what kind of impression he makes. And finally, at the end of the night, Shane, quite keen on Downwind for Charlie Goggin in the Weller Mayburn. This filly, she steps out to the 1,400 this time around. It's quite a competitive event with the likes of Rosie Rue and Aventador and Sir Joey. But her 33.95 for the last 600 went third behind Grey Gowns and Just Mouse recently over the 1,200 suggests she's come back in good order, and I think the 1,400 will suit perfectly tonight.
So that's race 1, number 11, race 2, number 14, race 6, number 1, and race 8, number 6. What do you think of the Newmarket?
Look, I started to go through each of the runners, and you can make a case for any and all of them, to figure in the finish here. Going from the top down with the likes of Bankamo and Rebel Bride, who we know so well, their class will hold them in good stead. And then down to, the likes of Havana Stash and Hell of a Street, who are horses on the up. And even a filly like Iggy McCool, who ran such a super race in a sprint race over the winter at the Tapeta Series. And Bill Ryan's put her aside. She's the Oaks winner from last season. You know, she too, if the tempo suits, could be steaming over the top of them. I think it's an absolutely cracking race. I think if you find the winner, you'll find value. And I can't wait to see it unfold tonight.
Of course, that's race 5, first leg of the quaddy at 8.50 on a super program. And speaking of super programs, Devonport back in action on Sunday with the feature being the Golden Mile.
Yeah, and it's come up as a terrific race as a lead-in towards our Devonport Cup in just over a month's time. We've got the last year's Devonport Cup winner heading the field in Red Eagle. We've also got our Tapeta Winter Series winner in Landstark going around. You've got the likes of promising filly GG's Velvet going around, Genuine Lad, who's a track record over the Devonport Cup winning distance. He goes around in the race. And I'm also quite interested to see Shat and Shimmy down the bottom here with 54. She's been specifically targeted towards the Devonport Cup. She's a mare with a lot of promise, and Anthony Darmanin's elected to stick with her when he could have ridden others in the race. So good push there from Anthony towards Shat and Shimmy in the Golden Mile. But the Stridemaster best of the program occurs in race 5, number 6, and that's Zai Gold for the Barry Campbell stable. She was unlucky behind Rosie Rue last time out. She goes round in the class 1, 11.50 here, and we think she'll be very, very hard to beat.
Jane, of course, it'll be a great program there. We've been away from Devonport for quite some time now, so it's certainly good to be back on the Tapeta surface, and with that Devonport Cup not too far away. Shirley Burgess, she'll be looking forward to it again. I noticed one of the races named after Red Eagle on Sunday, and of course he goes around in that Golden Mile, so it'd be pleasant memories for her, that's for sure.
Indeed.
All right, Simon, thanks for your time today and for all your thoughts on what promises to be a great program tonight. We'll be tuning in. Hope you can find us some winners on the night.
Look forward to it, Shane. Thanks very much.
Every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk.
Well, what a night it promises to be in Launceston tonight with the Newmarket, of course, the feature, the tippers, all the winners. The racing journalist for Taz Racing, Peter Staples, joins us. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Shane. Looking forward to this meeting. It's a beauty. 8 races and, of course, the Newmarket race 5. What a cracker. Like, only one interstate horse in there, but it's one of the most open Newmarkets I can recall.
Host of chances and all with great form coming in.
Yeah, all deserve to be in the race. And there's, half a dozen scenarios after they open the gates as to what might happen too. So Aranzano probably would have been, a favourite $3.50 maybe, $4. But Barrier 14, she's $7.50 into $7. And it's pretty much, I think it's about $6.50 the field.
Well, it is the first leg of the quaddy, so that's what we're putting the acid on for you to tip as the winners of the four leagues. So the first leg is the Newmarket, and we've got such a field that Private Currency is the emergency.
year, and private currency being, you know, not making it in, private currency probably would have been a chance had it got a start, and that's how good a quality this field is. I can't stray away from Aranzano. She's been prepared for this with this race in mind since she came back into work in August. Barry Campbell opted not to go to the Goodwood, opted to get two trials under her belt. And she led and ran terrific time the first trial she had at Longfield, over 700. But then Siobhan Spirit led, and she sat off Siobhan Spirit. That was purposeful. And then she just, you know, gave it a cold in the last 100 metres, and that was over 700 metres. So she's a, you know, she's run a course record at Launceston. She's got fantastic first up form. And despite the wide draw, I just think she's too classy to not tip on top. I'm a big fan of hers, and I'm going to stick with her. I thought the Goodwood Handicap winner, Snippity B, another mare, I think the mare's a trifecta this, Snippity B, she's, and if it rains tonight, the rain's forecast, and if it does come later on and it gets sloppy, then her chances are going to be really enhanced, Snippity B. She's out of Maggie Bean. She was a mudlark, and this mare certainly loves the wet. And I'm going to have her in for second. I think she'll sort of get a charm run with Ishmael Toka aboard, but expecting Aranzano just to be too strong for her. Izzy Baeva, well, she won the Bow Mistress last season. She resumed from a spell with a fourth in the Goodwood, and she was strong at the business end. She loves Launceston. She's drawn okay. Dave Perez stays with it instead of riding Hell of a Street, so that probably says a fair bit. Although he probably just didn't want to lose the ride on Izzy Baeva for later races like the Bow Mistress and the Vamos. But I think she's going to be a big chance. She's drawn nicely. And Hell of a Street, another one that's drawn well. Well, we know he's good, but we just don't quite know how good he is. The wraps are pretty good on him. He's one of four from the Scott Brunton team that's in the race. He's also got a Vanis Dash, Royal Rapture, and Banker Mo, who's the top weight. And look, Banker Mo gets the right sort of run in the race from Barrier 1. Who knows? He could win. But he's, you know, coming back from an injury. Look, it's a great race. You're leaving horses like Rebel Bride out, Innocent Gamble. It's got great form, but nothing on the Launceston track. Siobhan Spirit, that's really good. Iggy McCool, an Oaks winner, that's good. Even Minute Repeater, drawn the outside gate. And I spoke to Tegan Keyes, and she said that she really... Well, she's wrapped in drawing the outside because he just drops out and just not going to be impeded at the start. And that often flusters a horse if he's in the middle of a field. So it's a good draw for Minute Repeater, the outside gate. But look, I've gone for 7, 8, 4 and 14, and I can hardly wait. It's going to be an absolute cracker.
Well, the fixed price on the race at the moment, Pete, we've got the popular pick Snippity B at $5.50. Then we go $6 for Hell of a Street, $6.50 for Izzy Baeva, $7.50 about your top pick, Aranzano, and then out to $9 for Rebel Bride and Pitt Street. So they're the runners under double figure odds, and the horse you just mentioned, Minute Repeat, is a $26 chance. So,
yeah. It's well, look, you know, even look, if you wanted to take a rough, you know, place, I think $26 is probably not long enough for Minute Repeater in this field compared to what he's done. But, you know, Mike got Michael Walker aboard, and he's a pretty good hoop. And we've got 11 interstate jockeys in this field tonight. And that's including Darmanin and Parrish, who are regulars here. But it's interesting to see that many interstate riders are going to be riding.
Well, as we mentioned, private currency, first up the emergency in the new market, and top weight for race number 6, which is the benchmark 82 over the 1200.
He's just got to be the best bet on the card, Shane. I just can't see him getting beaten unless he... you know, something stupid happens in the race, from a horse that was going to be, you know, a chance in the new market to this benchmark 82, even though carrying top weight, it's not going to be a problem, 58 kilos, and I just think he just wins. I thought Clan McLeod, Tuck to Yuck Duck, and Questmaster, 3, 4, and 6, would fill the placings, but I just see him winning. Private currency.
Yeah, it does look the goods, that's for sure, and we'll carry the hopes of punters through the quaddie. The third leg is the Class 1. It's over the distance of the 2,100 metres, a field of 7 to go around.
Yeah, you would think that our Anna could probably just win this again. It's a similar field to what she met last time, and she's in good form. She was well ridden last time. She's going to get out and lead, and that's what she does best, and plays catch me if you can tactics. Like, she's not the cleaner, but you know, she sets a decent wheel, and there's not much difference to the lot that she beat last time. Although Arkadashim, I think he represents a bit of a danger for Walter McShane. Should Yamano takes the ride, nice second last time out, and I think this is a very winnable race for Arkadashim, but he's no world beater. And Delightful Weekend is a plodder, and is third up from a spell, and this is the distance that she likes the best, the most, I should say. So, and down the bottom, Merciful Fate, not without a chance. First try over the distance, but Nip caught three and four wide last start. Forget she went around, and I just think this one of Dairo Luttrell's with Dave Perez aboard, you know, it could be a smoky, and I'd... you know, you'd probably, if you went wide in the, wider in the quaddie, you'd probably pop it in. But on exposed form, you wouldn't think the 1, 2 and 3 could get beat. My numbers are 3, 1, 2 and 7. But I might just take an extra little one with 7 in it.
Okay, so that's the third leg. And the last leg, we can take out numbers 4 and 7. There's scratchings from the last. It's the class 2. It's over 1,400.
Yeah, good race this. Rosie Rue, you forget it went around on Boo, everything went wrong, but it certainly showed how good it was when it came out and won at its subsequent outing and then made it back-to-backs. It's hard to win a maiden and then win a Class 1, and that's certainly what this one did. Goes to Class 2. Terrific draw, Barrier 2, Brennan McCool aboard again. And look, there's probably no reason why Rosie Rue just can't win again and just make it three in a row. And I'm going to have it on top, mainly because of the reasons I just said. But Aventador, he's had two runs back. He's been second both times. He's going to get back and get home. He's going to have to be ridden for luck by Harley McCarthy. But does take 3 kilos off and puts him one above the minimum. So that's got to be something in its favour. So it'll test Rosie Rue. Sir Joey, if he brought his form from last start into this race, he's got to be a chance again. But this is a tougher assignment. And downwind winner Charlie Goggle and Llewellyn Meeburns. Dean Yentl to ride this mare. She got home really nicely last start and waved a little flag for me that she could be ready to win again. So downwind, certainly in my top 4, 5, 2, 3 and 6 in the last.
So what's the makeup of the quaddie?
Well, the quaddie, I like, I'm going to take 5 in the first leg. I'll take 7, 8, 4, 14. I'm going to throw Rebel Bride in, number 2. 7, 8, 4, 14 and 2. I'm going to take Private Currency 1 out. In the third leg, I'll be taking 1, 2 and 3, Arkadashim, Delightful Weekend, our Anna. And the last leg, I'll be taking my 4 selections, 5, 2, 3 and 6. And that's $60 for 100%.
Okay, so hopefully we can snare the quaddie there. By the sound of things, Private Currency amongst your best tonight.
It's the one bet. It's the one best bet on the card. Early in the night, I'm a bit keen on in race 3. I'm a bit keen on Barry Campbell's scouting around first up from a spell. Been working the place down, trial good, so I expect it to be hard to beat Ismail Taker riding from Barrier 1, scouting around to return with winning form next to its name.
So the best bets on the program, Race 3, number 4, Scouting Around, and Race 6, number 1, Private Currency. And, of course, on Sunday, Pete, we've got the Golden Mile meeting coming up at Devonport.
Yeah, and the Golden Mile is Race 7 on the card, 8 races on Sunday, and good to be back to Devonport, and a good race, the Golden Mile, and of course the winner gets ballot free entry into the Devonport Cup, and we've got last year's Devonport Cup winner, or this year's Devonport Cup winner, I should say, last season's winner, Red Eagle, going around as top weight, and he comes off a win last start, and he'll certainly test them again. Shirley Berger, I spoke to her last week, and she said that he's absolutely flying, so he's going to be hard to beat. The producer, they scratched him from tonight's meeting to run in this, and of course they're setting him for the Devonport Cup. He won the Longford Cup last year. He's going to jump up a few grades and have a crack at the Devonport Cup on January the 7th. It's a good race, second dozen. You know, he's not without a chance. He races okay up there. Landstar, big test for this Alana Fulton train mare. And ship spotting, a good winner in Hobart. GG's Velvet, we know how classy she is. Keep the Cash has been crying out for this distance. And Genuine Lad, this is the testing material for him. They want to get him into the Devonport Cup, and Bill Ryan's hoping that this is going to be the avenue to do that, so that he's going to be ballot free. And Dave Perez takes the ride. That's Brendan McCool can't ride because it's got 54 kilos, and Brendan certainly can't ride at that weight. Yeah, look, it's pretty good. I think they're the main chances. Even Kath Kennedy's got Satin Shimmy thrown in there, and we know how good she is. But you know, it's the Golden Mile is always a great race, and usually we get a good guide to the Devonport Cup from this race. So whatever wins or runs 1, 2, 3 in this race, we can usually follow up in the Devonport Cup with this form.
Absolutely. So two great programs to look forward to. Newmarket Night tonight in Launceston and Golden Mile Day at Devonport on Sunday. Thanks for your selections and your thoughts today, Pete, and good luck, and hope you have a great night tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.